Oops, I didn't want to do that. Okay. Josh, you're working, you're at home. Is that, couldn't convince you to come in?
I am in Seattle, unfortunately.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Well, that would be hard.
Yeah, it's kind of, we, every year we do our, you know, retreat, and they just happen to pick this day.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you read the agenda yet, but just giving you a heads up that you're going to do a little introduction on yourself, you know, when we get there.
Yeah, I was just pulling it up.
All right, cool.
We'll be riveted.
Yes. Well, I guess we can go ahead and start.
Yeah, I haven't heard back yet.
It's just been so long.
I know. I
were you at the December meeting? I can't remember.
We didn't have a December meeting.
Yeah, we did. But
it got canceled.
It got, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought December was canceled.
When was the date on this? I can't even remember.
No, we had a really good December meeting.
Well, let's welcome everyone. We'll go ahead and start, and since Josh is new, we'll kind of introduce ourselves. I'm Shannon Eilis, the chair of the committee. We'll go this way.
Shannon Knight, vice chair.
Heather Jones, member.
And we met already. I'm Alina Schnarr, Business Support and Economic Development Coordinator with the City of West Lynn.
And Russell said he was tentative tonight. He's still working.
Okay.
So we might get him. Okay. Well, then we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, and we start with introductions. So a new member, welcome, Josh. If you want to just introduce yourself. And
yeah, I gave Josh just a heads up, too. We had a meeting, so I gave him a little bit of a, you know, background on what we've been working on. Some of the, I can't remember, we met in December, but I think I talked a little bit about some of the goals and things, and we'll be looking at our 2022 report, so you'll be able to kind of see again what's gone on and where we're headed a little bit. Thanks.
Nice to meet everybody. My name is Josh Carter. I live in the Sunset neighborhood of West Lynn. We've been there about 5 years now. We moved from Lake Oswego, where we were, for 5 years as well. And then before that, we were in California. My background is I work in the startup community. So I have a small venture fund that we fund underrepresented founders in the state of Oregon. So we fund women, BIPOC, LGBTQ, and military veteran founders that are working on mainly technology startups. And then I co-founded a space in Portland called the Upstart Collective. It's basically a space for early stage entrepreneurs to come in and collaborate and commiserate and just sort of be in the same space with each other. So really excited to be here. My wife and I, we have three kids. My oldest graduated West Lynn 2 years ago now. And then I have another one that's a junior. And then our youngest, our daughter's at Sunset. She's in third grade.
Okay. I had a daughter at Sunset, so it's a great school. She's at Rosemont now. So, well, welcome. We'll move on to public comment.
Yeah.
Do we have any public comment?
Well, Keisha said she was going to join. Knowing her, she might join in at a different time.
Okay.
But we'll have to remind her. I think we try to keep it at the beginning. But if she joins, we can just have her speak. So.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next item on the agenda is to approve the meeting notes from the meeting that we don't remember in December.
It feels like so long ago.
Oh, and Josh, if you don't mind, you want to just say like one sentence on kind of your interest? I think you mentioned it to me, but just your interest in joining the committee.
Yeah, I mean, when you and I spoke, it would be more than one line, I apologize. But when you and I spoke, we talked about the missed opportunities of sort of the surrounding areas and how a lot of folks are working remotely and how do we really pull from that community to the benefit of the city.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Cool. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we have so many home-based businesses, I think, you know, a shared. I want to get the exact amount, actually, because I think it's close to 70% of the businesses. It's quite a few, but
And a lot, I would say that a lot of women-owned businesses tend to be at home.
Home base, for sure.
I would say, at least the women that I have met through the roundtable with, I would say.
Most are working
at home. Say more, 80, 90%.
Wow, yeah.
Shannon's one of the few that has a brick and mortar in Robin May. That's really about it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Okay.
Well, I guess Josh, this is an interesting thing because can he vote on minutes that he was not a part of?
Technically, you can, but I always personally just abstain if it's not.
Okay.
But I don't know if you necessarily have to have a quorum on minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question. Do you have to have?
I guess maybe you do. So.
Well, we'll go ahead and
just trust us that they're accurate and say yes.
I'm sure they're amazing.
Yes, they are. Yes. So I will move to approve the minutes from December.
And I will second that.
Do we need eyes? Do we need to vote on it?
I'm just going to say all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right. The eyes have it.
Yay.
It's unanimous. Okay. Moving on to business support. Is this you talking about the technical grant?
I wanted to give a quick update, but I also wanted to mention, when I was whipping up the agenda, I thought, oh, I really want to make sure we get to the report. I think we'll have plenty of time, but I was wondering if I wanted to move that ahead, but Shannon was mentioning that we should probably we should sort of follow the flow. I just wanted to let you know that I'm doing a third American Rescue Plan grant to support the businesses. This is the third round. It'll be the sixth one that they've done in the last, I guess they did one in 2020, two in 2020, one in 2021, and then we did two last year, and this will be the sixth. But I might send some questions on criteria via email. Just, I don't have them ready to go. I just wanted to let you know that it's coming. Do you guys want to provide feedback on some of the criteria? I've spoken with the Chamber of Commerce and Historic Willamette Main Street just about what the buzz on the street is regarding what projects people are sort of looking for. Basically what it is it's going to be sort of marketing technical grant that will support operations. And there's a variety of different things people need help with, like business plans and intranet and social media. And so I think they'll probably be smaller grants, like between $1,000 and $3,000. I want to keep them very simple because the facade grant that I'm currently working on is quite a bit of work, administrative work. So it's always great to have the EDC sort of give some thoughts, but I think I could do that through email as well.
Yeah, you can do it through email. We just don't reply all.
Okay.
People can't just reply all. They have to reply directly to you.
Okay.
And this is this anywhere in West Lynn? Are these businesses based in West Lynn or only on Main Street?
This will be any business in West Lynn. I have another 75,000. So there was three $75,000 grants that I was supposed to move through. We ended up giving $100,000 in the first business recovery, the facade grant. I think will end up being about $100,000. So yeah, I'm hoping that we can give, you know, 75,000 divided by three, we can give at least 25 grants. And I think I'm going to keep it simple and do like a letter of interest, but I might get your feedback on just a few logistics or have you look at the criteria.
Yeah.
I could do that via email.
For sure.
That'd be great. But I'm hoping to hustle and get, I gave a little update in my newsletter. I'd like to get it out in March, possible maybe April, but sooner than later. So it might be before our next meeting that I would do something via email. So just a heads up that that's coming and that's exciting.
Wonderful. And would home-based businesses be qualified?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful.
And Josh, if there's any time you have a comment, sometimes we forget to look back this way. So just holler or say something, but we'll try to make sure that you're included.
Yeah, the only question I have is when does this go out for, when do we announce this to the public and when is the deadline to apply?
Yeah, I haven't decided on the exact dates yet, but what I'm hoping is sometime in March. I like to give people about 3 weeks, or that's what I've done in the past. And I think other grants kind of do that too. So I gave them a little notice in a January newsletter that it was coming probably sometime in March, April. But I like to at least give like a couple weeks notice, like an announcement, like a couple weeks, okay, it's coming. And then they'll have 3 weeks to submit a letter of interest. I'm just juggling a lot of things. So I haven't finalized the deadline yet, but I need to do that at least, I would say, 2-3 weeks in advance of when. So to answer your question, I don't know exactly, but sometime in March, hopefully. I know there's spring break, and I don't know if that's going to impact people.
March.
I think like my
24th.
It impacts a lot more than you think it will.
Okay. That's good
All
feedback.
All the schools have the same week, so anyone who has a kid or...
Yeah, it just, Westland just shuts. I mean, it's just, yeah, it impacts more than you think.
Yeah, so I think if I wanted to have it be before spring break, then maybe it would need to be, you know, going out the first week of March, and then the deadline is before spring break. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to probably be after spring break. Then I'm giving people a little bit more notice. But if I keep the application intake process pretty simple, like I did with the facade grant, then it doesn't need to be a stressful application process. Okay. So, what date is it today? I would need to be figuring.
Today's the 9th.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of the next thing. So.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? Okay. So we'll move on to the Highway 3 economic development, which meet and greet. I know we were talking about that.
Yeah, we had talked, and this sort of. These two topics are ahead of the report, but in our recommendations for next year, we talked about these different themes that we wanted to kind of stick with. I just wanted to revisit this topic because I've talked to the chamber about having a Highway 43 business mixer. And then when I spoke with you recently, we talked about a meet and greet. So I just wanted to talk about it for a few minutes, and Josh might have some thoughts on this as well too. Because we had talked a little bit about how do we gather some of these home-based businesses, and now there's this Highway 43 rezoning project and some exciting things happening down there. What do you think about doing it? Should it be in place of an EDC meeting? Should it be like more like a Chamber of Commerce mixer? Anyhow, I just thought if we could talk about it for a few minutes. I think it'd be fun. I have a little bit of a budget. I'd like to support maybe one or two businesses and host it at one, and you know, maybe get some snacks from the other, and then everyone else would, you know, pay for their own. Shatrine, the executive director for the Westland Chamber of Commerce, recommends Tuesday evenings are often more successful than later in the week or on the weekend. So anyhow, any thoughts on, and would you like to be there? You know, or maybe I was thinking one or two people at least could represent the EDC.
Yeah, I feel like a few of us need to be there.
Yeah.
We can have a quorum. It just, you just have to notice it.
Well, that's oh, okay. Okay. What about if only two people were there?
Only if it's a quorum. So only four people were there.
Okay.
Would you have to notice it?
Okay. That's what I was thinking. And I know we talked about, having subcommittees, not necessarily to replace meetings, but in addition, I think this is an opportunity where we have, if we have a project outside of our normal scope, our regular meeting, we could have a Highway 43 business coalition sort of subcommittee, and those people, whoever was interested, could help me on those projects, and then another group could help with the tourism stuff. So I'd like to kind of keep that.
Yeah.
Conversation going.
Hey, Lena, I have a question about this event. What do you hope happens? Like, what does success look like for this event?
For me, I think what I've heard in my short time here is that business owners on Highway 43 don't know each other. And so they want to have some synergy between each other. I also think from my personal perspective that some, they could use an identity, some sort of the way Historic Willamette Main Street has its own thing going. I think it would be effective to get the synergy going with the business community before the citizens are involved with a consulting project for the rezoning of that area. And it might be nice to have some business owners that are also property owners. And then also, I'm in collaborating with planning, and maybe planning comes and speaks to what's going on with them. They would also like to maybe have a business owner from that coalition that's also a property owner. I think we've identified a few already, but it's sort of kind of in the development stage. So if you have anything to offer, you know, please. It's really just a little, it was like a seed of an idea in the last month or two. I just thought it might be a good idea.
And then how many folks do you, sorry, I apologize, go ahead. I was just asking, how many folks do you want to, are you anticipating attending?
Well, when I put it in the newsletter recently, I just sort of put a little blurb, if you're interested, please reply. I had a couple people say, please keep me in the loop. But I really have no idea. I would guess it would be a success if we had 10 or 12, but I could see 24 coming. If more than that came, I don't know. What do you think? What do you guys think?
I think anything, even if the first one is small, it's just creating that space for it to happen, I think is really important. And Heather, you were starting to ask.
So something. Are we presenting any information, or is literally just getting to know the businesses in that area? That's the only goal.
I think, you tell me, what do you think?
I think mostly just get businesses to get to know each other and then somewhat present the rezoning project so people know about it, to look out for it so they can stay informed.
Like, hey, we're getting to know you, each other. This is on the horizon.
Yeah. I think of it more, the EDC is very sort of a side part of it. It's okay. Not an EDC project. I see it more in collaboration with the Chamber of Commerce, okay, and one or two EDC members representing. You don't have to do any work. You're just sort of supporting that. And sort of it.
We're good moderators, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
No, we get an idea of what they need. Like, I don't know. We've ever talked to, because I was president of Historic Willamette Main Street. I know what all those business owners, you know, pain points are and what they need. But we don't know anything about so
those. Those are just a starting point.
Because no one talks to those businesses.
To open communication.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this Historic Willamette, because it has its own group, right? I mean, how often do they meet?
The main board meeting is once a month, and then they have committee meetings that also meet once a month. So there's like four different committees. So
yeah, and I think too, it might be nice to turn, like, if they wanted to communicate with each other, maybe there's some, one of the business owners takes the charge in organizing it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's somebody in here. That's another thought, is like, okay, here's different ways this could work, you know. I don't want to come in with this strict plan because I don't think we really know.
Have you designated how many businesses are in that area? Do you have like a number and who you know what I mean?
Well, based on my CRM, I could do a search and export, but I don't.
Right.
If the data in there is accurate, which comes from the business licensing software. So it's a bigger project, but it's kind of fun because it puts together all these different pieces. And I think, you know, we could even have a little box that says, what are your questions, you know, for the city or for the EDC or whatever.
And will you, with your CRM, be doing like a email to each of those specific businesses in addition to just your newsletter?
I haven't gotten that far, but it's already there. I've been notified, but yeah, I mean,
I'd say if possible, I would say send like a separate email invite or something, or if you could, like a postcard or something.
Cause then it feels more like we would like you representing your business, not just
I'll just make sure they see it.
Yeah.
Sometimes in those newsletters,
we don't touch it. Like, maybe I'll read this if I have time, maybe.
It's true. Yeah, Eventbrite's work, you know, you can register. I think it would go out on social media. I'd like someone to help manage it. I mean, I would like, I'm always looking for help because there's a lot of things I have to do. So it's like more simple. But the chamber, you know, might be helping me organize it. It might be more of me in the chamber. And then we just let you guys do first of it. So I was just more looking for what your thoughts on how it could be as opposed to kind of how it would be administered.
I'll drive down and just hand a flyer to each business. I mean, there's, I think it's important to get as many of them out as possible.
Yeah.
We had talked about maybe Backyard Burger or Westland Pub, something that has a space.
Yeah.
I don't know if
this be hosted at McLean House?
I think that's a good idea, actually. I would like to use the McLean House for, I think, did we talk about this too? I think that the McLean House has some real possibility for economic development, tourism, business support, but that's a larger conversation that gets me into other departments. And so I don't know what the plans are with that yet, but I have mentioned that I think it'd be great for things like this. But I think we doing it at a local business down there might be, I prefer not to do it like at a pub. In some ways, I'd like to do it more like at an event space, but
you can also do it at the library.
Yeah, the library has a great, I'll check into the McLean House because I really like that idea.
Actually. The firehouse, right? Or is that?
I think when you do it at a business, people are more meet and greet mode. You know what I mean? It's more, it's less formal. It's more chatty. It's easier to kind of connect, I think.
Yeah, you guys can.
I mean, we've been to a lot of them, right? Yeah. I think it's easier to connect when it's less formal.
I mean, I think, sort of. There's probably a couple different ways to do it, but I don't drink, so I'm always like,
I don't either.
You know, it's like sometimes it's like, are we going to be casual mixer? Or that's why I'll talk to Shatrina in the chamber and see how how hers work.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we're going to do an icebreaker, or, you know, but anyhow.
I mean, there is a risk if you do it at a business that other businesses saying, well, why wasn't he doing it in my business?
Yeah, the library could be a good idea as well, because that keeps it a little bit more, there could still be food and snacks, but it keeps a little bit of level of professionalism. You know, people could have, you know, when I've done mixers, you know, people have like a little name tag and they just mention, you know, what's just some little icebreaker. People could speak if they wanted, they could leave business cards. It's kind of like up to them to make it happen. You know, I'm only going to provide like sort of the,
yeah, I've used the community room. It's good unless it gets past like 20 people. I mean, I think you can fit 10 to, I don't know, what would you say, 10 to 15 without the tables. If you
without, yeah, I've been there when there's been probably like 40 or 50 people in there. Wow.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That sounds really crowded. Sardine. Crowded.
Cool. Yeah, I have no idea how many people will come. Yeah, it is a great room. And I, Doug gave me a tour of it. So that might be a good idea too. Okay.
I use that room a lot. So, yeah.
All right. That'd
be a good option, too.
Okay.
And then have it not catered, but have the snacks, like you said, provided by a couple different
businesses. Yeah. On Highway 43.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions, comments about that? Okay. And do we know when the rezoning is going to be discussed? Is that on council's docket at all?
They're currently, I think it's, the RFP is still out for bid. So we haven't hired a consultant yet.
Okay.
So that's, I think, too, where that's, we don't want to get too far ahead with talking about zoning things when we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. But I just think anything like this is a gesture of building trust with the community and just says that, you know, we're here. So we keep it casual to start. Mm-hmm. If you have any thoughts, send them to me via email. But, you know, now's your time to, you know, put in input. Josh, did you have any other input on that type of event? Would you attend?
Well, it depends on when it is. I should be around. My March and April is pretty hosed right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't know what date it would be, is if we would do it in place. I don't know we should do it in place of a meeting per se. I think we should keep that separate, but
yeah, I think it'd be better separate.
Yeah, it could be supported, put on by the Chamber of Commerce, City of Westland,
yeah,
supported by the UDC or something.
Practice.
Yeah. Looks like Keisha's joined again. I don't know if you want to.
We can, since we're done with this portion, welcome Keisha. Do you have any public comment you wanted to add?
Thank you so much. You guys are kind of hitting it on the nail on the head there. I was wanting to touch base with you guys about tourism dollars and how that's looking for the city, and looking at grants and having that type of communication open so that people can look at it. I've been to our website to see what grants are open for tourism dollars, and it looks like last year was pretty much the most up-to-date information. So I just wanted to hear a little bit more about where the direction is for the tourism dollars and tourism grants for the city.
Is the next item on the agenda. So perfect timing.
Well, I'm not sure we're going to be addressing, she talked about tourism grants, that the ones that you guys, they're different than.
Yeah, are you talking about the grants that we used to hand out as a board, as a group?
Yeah, and then looking to see how that's getting expanded, considering the fact that one of our commercial tenants is a tourist company. And so they're out here on Blankenship. And so just kind of looking at that partnership and how this looks.
Okay, yeah, because I think since COVID, the Clackamas County Tourism has discontinued the city grants. I don't think we've given out one since COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know where it stands. I mean, that's something maybe we could look into to see where they stand on bringing those back. But yeah, this EDC used to give out $25,000 worth of grants to local businesses that came from tourism dollars. So the money came from the county, but we distributed it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that's what she's talking about, but they haven't brought that program back yet since COVID. But there is some what we're going to discuss is more, there's some Clackamas County Tourism has some grants available for the city to apply for the city, not for the individual businesses. But so I think that's what we're going to get to.
Shannon, do you know how many they gave out of those?
So three? we had the $25,000, and then everyone gave their applications and sometimes re-awarded, you know, $5,000 to this person and, you know, 200 to this person. So it could have been, and some people didn't get grants at all because we didn't feel like that the criteria, because that one has really specific criteria, is they've got to be bringing in people from more than 50 miles away, what they call beds, heads and beds. So some years it would be maybe 7 or 8, some years it could be 10, some years it could be like 4. It just depended what applications they got and how they fit the criteria of what they wanted to do.
Okay.
And how much we gave to each thing. So it's usually like stuff like firework. The repeat ones were every year were usually like firework show, and Main Street always did some kind of grants. The Westland Historical Society usually applied for that. So usually it was mostly like nonprofits that were applying for those.
Keisha, did you have if you have a special request from a specific business owner or tenant, that you're welcome to email me directly with a question that I could, you know, look into.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I think I have your email through Lynn, but unless you want to speak to it now, often when we get public comments, we listen. If we feel we want to address it, I think put it on a future agenda. So, you know, I could look into this, but
because I think mentioning is the tenancy is because Clackamas County Tourism is in the building across the street from Park Rose. They lease office space from.
Mm. Okay.
So they're like a tenant, and they're located in Westland essentially.
Okay. Is that what you're
their offices? Yeah, is that what you're referring to, Keisha? With the being a tenant.
She's
muted.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Thanks.
So say it again, just so I understand that Clackamas County.
Clackamas County Tourism has their headquarters in Westland. Like their offices are in Westland.
I didn't know that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, it sort of connects to what we're talking about next, but, or it could.
Well, and that's, well, that's where that grant is that we're talking about is from, the same.
Well, the Mountain Hood Territory.
Yeah, that's Clackamas County.
But their office, where is their main office? It's not in Westland, is it? Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And it was confusing because it's like Mountain Hood Territories. Tourism, but it's that's Clackamas County.
I thought the people that I met were in a different location for some reason. Anyhow, okay. All right, that's funny.
Well, then let's go ahead and move on to the tourism discussion.
Well, I think this is sort of, I think we should look at the report and go through that. And then if we want to take a piece of that out. I put it on there because it's one of sort of our pillars that we wanted to talk about in 2023. And really, I think you guys have just wanted to continue the conversation about, you know, our tourism assets and videos and things like that. But I don't know if we need to touch on it too much now. Because at the next meeting, I'm hoping to actually have, she is an economic development consultant for the city of Gladstone, and she's done a ton of work with them. And I was hoping to maybe have her come and talk about the video and some other items that she's produced.
I think we wanted to talk about the fact that there is that grant available from Mount Hood Territory.
Yeah, and I'm meeting with them next week. So that's where I put that on the agenda, but I'm meeting with them next week. So I think I'll have more information at the next meeting.
Just to update everybody about what it is.
Yeah, go. And why don't you do that, Shannon?
Okay. No, since I'm on their email list, because I get all of their, because I used to be on Main Street. I get other emails, and they do grants to businesses every year for tourism. And I started a new business that's kind of tourism related. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll look at how they have anything this year that I can apply for. So when I was doing that, they have a grant that they're giving only to cities that is to produce a video and have it go out in all these media. It includes all the media around it and everything. They do all the production and everything like that. It's a $9,000 value that they're giving to cities for $1,500. So I'm like, we should apply for that.
We should apply for that.
We've been talking about a video.
We've been talking about a video forever. You guys is really curious about what it's cost to make a video.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, when I first saw the videos, and then I was like, and then the last thing is like available to cities only, and I was like, oh. But we still need it for the city.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, so I think the money's available through fiscal year 23. So I'm going to chat with them next week. But I'd like your guys' help on this project. We talked about it last year. We started strategizing all the assets. So I think once I chat with them, I might either bring them here or I might hire a consultant, or like, again, I have all these projects where like I need kind of help making them happen because I have too much on my plate.
But that's something like we could form a subcommittee if you found out that, yes, we can do this video.
Yeah.
And you give us the go ahead, then we could have a subcommittee or even in a regular meeting, just have that meeting be a work session where we just sit down and we write the script. Like we want to make sure we cover, you know, the wineries and the kayaking and you know all the cider house and McMenamin actually is a brewery technically, make sure you cover all those points, the food carts or whatever. So we could sit down because it sounds like they do the production. So basically when she has the meeting, maybe find out how much they mean by production.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. But if we just have to come up with like, these are what we want you to feature. Yeah. McLean House, you know, if we're going to start doing weddings there or whatever. So just make sure all these things are in the video and then they do everything else.
Yeah. And we really made progress already. I have it drafted up, all the questions and all the assets. And the same consultant that has done some amazing videos. I'm going to share the screen here. Why can't I? Can you see my tabs, Josh? Can you see the Explore?
Yeah, I can see the tabs. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is just another cool example of how Mountain Hood Territories might be able to help us in conjunction with some consultant or the subcommittee that you're talking about, where they created, this is the assets that you guys are talking about. Let me see if I can shrink this. You know, we've already determined some of this already, but I think like a little menu with West Lynn, mm-hmm. a little map, just something simple like this. They did one also for kids too. These kinds of things are just simple little wins with a QR code that could, you know, this and a video would be a good start. Mm-hmm. I think if we got these done this year, the Chamber of Commerce has reached out about the video as well. Shannon, they had emailed, so we're going to work together.
Okay, good.
Again, the more collaboration, the better. We've done a lot of preliminary work, you know, already talking about these things. So I think we're good to go. It's just a matter of, you know, can I use a little bit of my consulting money or a great idea? I'm thinking work session, maybe even next month, mm-hmm. Bring the chamber, bring, and just let's keep it moving along. But I'll talk to this guy next week, and if I'll bring a report about what he says.
Yeah. Was there a deadline to apply?
No, I think you talked to him, as you said.
I talked to him, and he wants to meet with us about what our overall goals are for tourism. And I think I have a pretty good sense now. Like, I'll talk to him about this too, and he probably knows the person that I'm referring to who's done this, who's actually open to helping execute these. And I might use a little bit of my dollars to do that. So back to, I don't know if this references Keisha's question or not, but I have a little bit of money, you know, for tourism, but it's more related to Westland tourism. But I think we should do this year.
Yeah, I agree. And absolutely. I think we should do it this year because we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
So now it's time to actually do it.
Yeah.
I think it's a need that we should address.
Any other questions about that? More comments? Josh? Okay. All right. So let's move to the committee, the Economic Development Committee report.
Okay. Do we have to vote on this, Shannon? Is that what you guys did last year?
We normally do vote on it. Or at least thumbs up on it.
So again, I don't know, since we don't have a quorum, if Josh can vote on the report.
I guess all this necessarily needs an actual vote as much as, unless okay. there was like disagreement or something.
Okay. All right. Here's a copy.
Thank you, ma'am.
Josh, do you have access to a copy?
She emailed it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
An updated, I think okay. I updated a few things, so I'm going to actually share my screen for you, Josh.
No, but I
can't.
Can
you
I
see the
this
report? Sorry, can you see the report on the screen, Josh?
No, I just see myself.
He's got it on his computer.
I have an update.
Oh, sorry.
Can you see it now?
Yep, I see it.
Okay. There's just a few little updates. So basically, yeah, if you guys could just read through this, let me see if you, let me know if you have any edits. I reviewed it with John Williams. We basically talked about the goals last year. And if you have some challenges, if you could let me know what those are.
Didn't we? I mean, didn't we technically cancel November's too? We did like the homework, but we didn't necessarily have a meeting.
Oh, yeah, it was just a works, it wasn't a workshop, it was a remote, it wasn't a in-person.
It wasn't a meeting at all, we just did homework.
Yeah. So you want me to?
Yeah.
What does it say? I can't remember.
It says work session.
Okay, sure, I'll change that.
I think we also
said nicely.
Continuity.
Gaining traction.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
To like talk, but then like
action steps.
We struggle with action steps.
We do, and I think traction. And also, I don't think we really ever got clear goals from the council either. We didn't. That sure was just.
That's a rare point. It's just a rare point to say.
Yeah.
No clear goals from the council. And then you know. I mean, we did it. Elena just came in middle of it last year.
March.
You've been here the whole year?
Not the whole year. It was like March or April. It was in March.
I was going to say, we could say like transitioning to new staff or something like that.
Well, I think that takes time as well.
Yeah.
To kind of create that synergy.
For sure.
We added some challenges.
Excellent. What is the best way to get them to me? Read them to me now? Email them to me? What do you think? Yeah, I guess I'll have them recorded. So
yeah.
Do you want to just share them out loud, Shannon?
And I was going to ask Josh, but I realized he wasn't here last year.
Yeah,
so he did.
Yeah, Josh was going to say, I don't know.
So I think one of the challenges we had, we didn't have a lot of clear goals from council, so it's hard to have action. So
be focused.
Right.
No good direction from them.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it takes, I wouldn't call it necessarily a challenge, but having finally someone in this role, but kind of creating that synergy of what are we going to work on, and that took time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would say that was exactly a challenge, but that takes time. It takes energy.
It's not really an obstacle, but it's something we maybe accomplished.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that, I don't know if you read the accomplishments, but built relationship with new business support and economic development coordinator. New position for the city of Westland. There's not been anyone working this role for years. Is also a challenge too.
For sure.
Yeah. So we did not have direction. Yeah.
Changing it, like basically we had to change staff and we had to get to know you and get to know how you work and
yeah.
And that
know, yeah. takes time.
Yeah. 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 Then somebody's, I don't know if it was former city manager. This is going to take you a year. I mean, there's a huge, you're building a position
yeah.
as well as, you know, with economic development, as you well know, everyone's yeah. got a different idea of what that is. And without clear direction, it's hard. But I think we're doing a good job of kind of honing
yeah.
in on things. And so that's why I wanted to kind of, yeah, look at the goals again. And also, as John Williams mentioned today, it's like, is this too much? Like, should we just be honing to two things? And that's why I switched the last one to just be more of a supportive role, a community development support yeah. role, and we can really stick to trying to have what I would like. And if you have any thoughts, is to create a few shiny things, which I think we're doing, so that by the end of this year we can have, you know, some shiny deliverables.
Yeah.
And I thought, should we take number three off? But anyhow, not to digress, but I think it is a challenge. I think for me, it's been the same thing.
Yeah, you're learning your role. And
I've had some successes, and then I've also been like, I think early on, the job description was actually kind of compiled of many different things, like maybe do business licensing management or this. And I, now that I'm a little bit more confident, I'm like, no, that's not economic development. So I was in the weeds trying to figure out some systems that not fixable. So
we're so excited that you're here, because I think the challenge of the year before is there was nobody.
Right.
So it's a natural evolution.
Yeah.
To kind of come to that synergy and that focus. And I think one of our biggest challenge, because of all that was going on, was traction on creating those action steps that we, without a clear direction from council, without a person in your role, it became a lot of discussion versus, okay, now we have an action we can take.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having monthly meetings will create that synergy, that traction. And I think we're really getting off to a strong start for 23. Does anyone else have anything?
I think you summarized it perfectly. Yeah, okay. I think that's what, I mean, I just thought we should.
Yeah, absolutely.
So council knows that we're not perfect.
As perfect as we.
It's not all unicorns and rainbows.
Right. Yeah. A lot of unicorns,
but not all.
Yeah, and I think I was talking to John Williams about this as well, because I read the council goals for last year and the update, and they're very, you know, they're update the economic opportunities analysis from 2016. And then the rest is really just sort of business support and, you know, DEI and things like that. But again, I think it's not specific.
There were no actionable. I mean, when I read through that report from 2016, there's so much that has not been done
mm-hmm.
from that. So mm-hmm. taking that as a blueprint to start with, I think. At least gives us some direction, gives us a starting point.
Yeah, and I think we all talked about, should we recommend hiring, you know, spending $60,000 and hiring a consultant to do an updated economic development plan or an economic updated EOA. But I don't think we're there yet. Like Michael Bernard said at the last meeting, or one of, you know, the fall meetings, and that's where I want to go next, is like, I think we should create our own work plan based on these goals. That's like a memo that I have the city manager sign, you sign, and that we can put on the website. And then, like, what I'm basically trying to do is I wrote my budget related to this, because I was asked to do the budget without much notice. And so that's, again, these intangibles that, you know, I had to work on the entire budget, and I did all new performance reviews that are connected to this. And so my goal is to at least like have it all connect, the budget, this, our work plan, you know, performance measures. And I was like, okay, they're working. And hopefully maybe council can then sort of, it helps them with the framework. But what do you guys think about maybe adopting some sort of work plan? And
yeah, I think getting that'd be great. I mean, I know, like, because the problem with council goals is that they go through all of the CAGs and then they just kind of just really like, oh yeah. I mean, they don't really give much feedback on it.
Yeah.
And they loosely have stuff in their goals related to the CAGs work, but it's not very specific. And I know other CAGs are dealing with this right now too. Like the Sustainability Advisory Board has been to council twice asking them to, can you just approve our work plan or whatever? And they're like, well, we do them in our goals. And I'm like, but if I read the goals, I don't see anything really specific about economic development. I mean, there's stuff about like the Highway 43 planning, but there's nothing specific to our group that is in there. So I do think if we could get them to adopt an actual work plan, it would give us better direction than loosely having to interpret their goals.
Okay. And I guess since I've never drafted one, is there templates? Have you ever drafted one before?
No, we had one before Chris. We had a consultant that was our economic development committee advisor or the staff person, right? Year ago, was a consultant, and he did a work plan for us, and we used that for couple of years, but I went back and I could not find it for life of me.
Is that the,
so I don't know,
John Morgan? Is that the John matrix Morgan. That John?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I may be able to find that. A lot of the themes that we're talking about are in like the EOA, in the strategic action plan from 2019. Is that maybe what, but anyhow, I want to get that stuff off the website. I'd also like to update the homepage on the website to be sort of, again, this is what we're doing, so that when people, you know, come and look, right now on the website, it says that our mission is the general statement, the Economic Development Committee functions to bridge the gap between the business community and the city and works in close partnership with the Westland Chamber of Commerce, neighborhood associations, and the general public. I don't think that's completely accurate. And then it also says our purpose, advise the Westland City Council regarding the development, implementation, and subsequent reviews of the City of Westland's Economic Development Plan and its updates in concordance with the Comprehensive Plan and Community Development. I think we could change that to reference this work plan that we have, and then it's just like a really nice website. I'd like to get a picture of us, maybe like, you know, out in a couple pictures. It also says we are supposed to stay current on economic development issues, make recommendations, and assist the city in promoting a pro-business environment in the Westland community. To the Westland community, individual city council and staff. Kind of weak, but I think we get up. Yeah.
I have a quick question. So please. The economic development plan, you had mentioned that maybe taking a look, and I know some of you mentioned that some of the things haven't even been executed, and I'm sure that the economic development plan didn't account for a pandemic happening. Is there a way to go back and sort of revisit it from that perspective about, you know, what hasn't been done? How did COVID impact it? And how, I guess that's the question I'm asking, is how can it be revisited?
The existing economic development plan? Yeah.
So the one that you all are looking at tonight.
Well, there's several documents out in the ether. This is a good question because it kind of is what we addressed in November. There's a 2011 plan. There's a section of our comprehensive plan that was adopted in 2015 or 2016. There's an economic opportunities analysis from 2016. There's a strategy action plan from 2019. So there's all these different ones that we kind of read and we're like, what are our themes? But we didn't have that lens. But I think you're thinking the way that we were thinking too, is like, how can we kind of coalesce what was working and make it part of a future working plan instead of paying a consultant $60,000. Like, let's kind of create our own little thing. But I think if we write a working plan or we draft up a memo, we could bring a few questions to the table like this that you're talking about, which I think is really an interesting and forward thinking point, because we are, and that's partially why I want to get rid of the old. I'd be like, what's happening now? And talk about some things, because everybody is, you know, doing things differently and interacting differently. And you know, have your women in business roundtable. And we could even put a little pulse out to the community, maybe at this, meet and greet or business mixer. But yeah, absolutely. I'm on board with forward thinking and thinking about things differently. because we're working from home more, you know, and we're doing things. And so, and Westlyn is tricky with economic development. It's a very small part. It's a very important part, these little nodes and hubs, and then tourism is really big too. So how can these, you know, how can we do some effective things that will support them? But also think, you know, do what works for Westlyn. Like that's what we need to really focus on. So yeah, I would like to keep that. I don't know, do you want to draft a question or two? Or maybe if we draft a working plan in a meeting, we could just bring these questions to the table.
Well, yeah, I think if we go to develop a work plan, we should look through that document and see what's in there and see what we're, you know, lacking, what we haven't, you know, where, because it has a SWOT analysis in there, right? So our strengths.
Which one are we talking about? The 2011?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to send you those documents? I mean, some light reading. But
get ready, it's fun.
But I think I'll put together a little packet, which there's also a few summaries that we, not all of us, but commented on after reading them, which is sort of what, yeah, again, is informing these themes. These three themes kind of come up in all the documents. I mean, and I think we're not, a lot of people ask me, what are your metrics? Like, how are you figuring things out? And how are we going to bring more business? There's not a lot of developable space. There's not, you know, I just don't think we're at the place to, like, I think we need to think a little creatively about some cool things that can happen. You know, there's, I don't know, I'll start, if I keep talking, I'll start creating more work for myself. I'm not that careful. But there's just, I think we talked about it too, Josh, and I mentioned this, I'd like to talk about this at some point, but the home-based opportunities to support home-based businesses. Did I include that on the goal setting?
It's under business support.
Mm-hmm. I really would like to do something creative to help them meet each other and maybe even create like a pop-up somewhere. But yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that have really cool service. There's a lot of people with services that, you know, I don't know, create some sort of directory. Again, maybe I could hire somebody to do that, or you guys have any ideas? Did you want to create a working space in Westlyn, Josh? Or a co-working space?
I would love to. It'd make my commute less.
Yeah.
But I think there's some ways to do that, right? Like, there's technology that you can use. Portland, what they've done is they've created a Slack community of startup founders and community ecosystem builders. And I think at last count, it was 7,000 people in there. And some of it is a bit self-serving, but a lot of it is just trying to figure out how to prop each other up. And so it could be a sounding board. It could be, hey, I'm working on this. So there's a way to use technology in solving part of this. But I think also, to your point, where serendipity happens is when everybody's in the same room together. And how do you take advantage of, you know, the different spots within? I do coffee with co-founders every month. And I do it at different coffee shops all over Portland. And we're gonna try a few in the burbs. But we've been doing it since 2014, and there's 2,400 people on that. So it takes a long time, but it's a community building thing.
Well, with my CRM, you know, I have the ability to sort with tags and things. You know, I have a home-based tag, so, you know, you can, there's, I mean, I would love to just work with my CRM, to be honest, because I think there's so much more you can do with technology. You know, there's women, I have a minority owned, women owned tag. I mean, not all the data is completely perfect yet, but if it became perfect, it's like there's so much you could do.
Yeah,
it could be used by other departments too for communications. But yeah, maybe when we're, you know, starting to talk to these Highway 43 business owners and you're in your group, we start to, I'd love to create, I don't know if it's a blog or some sort of hub where they could, I'd a directory, but I'd like to have it be a tech angle where they can share resources. I mean, kind of what you're doing, but then it's like a place where people can go and be like, I want to support a Westland business. I want to hire a marketing person. I want to hire sort of that old school concept of like Westland bartering system, you know? Like, I'd love to, with this technical grant, have a list. You know, be careful with the city, but, and maybe I'll talk to you about this, but having some local businesses, like, you can hire this person to help you write your business plan, or this person with social media, or things like that. The more we can create with this kind of, because I think you're right, Josh, is like, we're, and you've talked about this too, it's like livability, we're staying home more, you know, and people, you know, want to know what services and resources are right in our area.
And it feels like people are looking for ways to connect, but it's because we've become more isolated that it's not enough anymore to just be in a Facebook group that people want to connect. And Josh, I don't know if you know, there is a flex space workspace right there on Willamette Falls Drive called Willamette Thrive. Mm. And so it is across, directly across from the food trucks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so Christine Webb owns that. I can send you her contact information, but she's always looking for ways to expand that. And it has three rooms. So it has a conference room, it has a room that can be used just for working, and then she has a podcast sound.
Okay.
So
that's great.
But yeah, getting that out information out there so that people are aware of these resources, I think is really important.
Creating, I like the idea of consistency, like what you're doing is so consistent with your Friday group. Maybe we just start to put out there like, hey, we've heard from other home-based businesses, they want to meet each other. Is there somebody who wants to start the group and meet regularly at Thrive or wherever? And then, I mean, we could just build a services director. I mean, it could start with a spreadsheet, but
yeah. Yeah,
that's a goal. I think that's a goal. I think that supports our community if there's so many home-based businesses.
Yeah.
And if it had a brand and was kind of creative and cool, it could be an asset for tourism as well. Not to say that they're going to come and like come to your house and stalk you. So right. They've got this cool little thing going on. So if you have any ideas, Josh, based on your kind of cohort or anyone's, like, I think, you know, that's sort of a branding opportunity too, or something.
Well, and as I look at these goals, coming back to the goal setting, I think the tourism one is very specific. The economic development is pretty specific, but I feel like the business support one could be more specific.
Okay.
And actually, you have create a 43 business coalition under business support, but that might move down the. It's its own.
It was originally under three, and then I moved it because I was thinking about getting rid of topic three.
Oh,
but I
she's trying so hard to get rid of topic three.
Right.
Because I was just thinking it makes us look better if we can stay. But Highway 43 stuff, I sort of feel like it's just going to be coming as planning brings us in. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I keep saying, hey, we're here, you know, kind of like I did with the
idea that started from here.
Right, I know. I want this to be a community development group because I think West Lynn is, I think a lot of the projects, what I'm seeing is they intersect. It's community development, really. Mm-hmm. Economic development is important, but it's a lot of these larger projects just really are interdepartmental. I can move that, Shannon. I mean, I like that idea. I had it there originally.
Yeah, it fits there. And I think the first three just need to be more specific. And I don't know if people have ideas on how to make it specific, but what are we talking about when we talk about a welcoming and diverse business community? Because I feel like that has been on things, but it hasn't become an action.
You can't just state it. Right?
You can't just say we're diverse.
We're welcoming.
We're welcoming. So, well, what are you doing to? When I talk to women-owned businesses, what is the biggest barrier? There are barriers to home-based businesses and smaller businesses, and it has to do with the red tape. It has to do with a support system, a network, those support services being available and you know, you and I talked about just the business license, changing it to a year, not a specific date. I mean, there's so many small things that can make a business community welcoming or not. Mm-hmm. And it's really looking at those things. And I'm not sure how to make those three things more specific, but what do develop a way to support home-based businesses? Can we make that a more specific goal?
I think that is more a work plan thing, because I mean, just historically how these goal setting things are, they're kind of just going through and they're like, yeah, these sound like good things for them to work on. Okay, that's fine. You know, so they're more like 50,000 foot level stuff. And then in a work plan that we could get them to sign up, say, this is exactly what we want to do to accomplish this, what we said in our goals.
I like what you're saying, because then, I mean, I think that start to draft, I mean, draft up what, if you have ideas. But I think I'm with Shannon in the sense of with council, it's just if we get too in the weeds on a specific thing, then we may decide to change.
But I do think we need to get into the weeds and have a work plan and have council approve that, because it would require staff, and we can't direct staff to do anything that council doesn't approve. And so that's why I think having them approve in a specific work plan where we say, you know, we want the business license to be renewed on the same day that they started their life, their business, and not in July every single year, because that means people are paying for just 2 months and then they have to renew again or whatever.
It's supposed to be prorated, but I'm with you too. I think that those types of things need to be, again, that's not my department, so there's a lot that it's like I need a team effort to move some of these things along.
That finance would have to agree to do that, and that would have to be coming again from John, who would need that direction from council in order to take action on that. So that's why I think those in the weeds type of stuff we have to do in an action plan, so that we can get them specifically to sign off and say staff can be utilized for that.
Yeah. So should the goal then be create a work plan versus just be more welcoming? I mean, we need something measurable. If we just put Heather in front and have her smile and say, welcome.
So glad you're here.
Yes, then, you know, have we fulfilled the goal?
Goal is done.
Yeah.
I think that should be our goal.
Well, I think they sort of interconnect, too. If you're creating, a tourism video and you're creating, the document that, I don't know if Shannon, we talked about this in public, but the welcome kit document, like how to do business in Westland. I have somebody working on that actually. Those little things are making it easier to do business. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of on a different angle with, I do think we need to kind of get away from talking about business licensing as a barrier, because it's much more expensive than other municipalities. And it's the only way that we can move forward with metrics. It's the only way we can invite them to do, it's the only way we can kind of get information from them. And there's a lot we can do with that. I also think it's more about, I don't know, I think we need to be careful as a EDC, is sort of like more focusing on what we could create that could help support, as opposed to, we're not gonna be able to remove business licensing fees, but talking about, you know, what the value of them is, or, you know, I'm crafting up a document that hopefully will help people speak to that, because that's sort of language that's hard to come by, you know. It's like,
I will say that we did have a whole discussion on the Westland local business page this past week about someone complaining about why they had to pay the business license fee and then also pay an extra $100 because they were a home-based business, because it requires the planning review.
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, no other city has ever made me do this and all this kind of stuff.
And yeah,
I explained to them why, like, it's because it has to go through planning.
Yeah.
And they have to make sure you're not having extra traffic or having equipment that's noisy or.
But what I think I'd like, and then maybe I'll put this on our homepage and in our work plan and on the new, is that if you have any, if anyone makes a complaint to you, I'd like you to have them email westlandbusiness@westlandoregon.gov, and then we have a metric.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing that, because I know you can use, this has come up quite a bit, but if I get the email, you know, you have to present things to people. And
it's
I also,
documented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if there's a specific request, you know, then it can go from there and I can, you know, I'm not a supervisor role.
Yeah.
And I get put in that position sometimes. But yeah, it just like sometimes there's only, I've tried to move, change quite a few things and there's, you know, sometimes you get kind of stopped along the way. But I think there's room for improvement with that system for sure. But we could make one of the things you're talking about, review the fees. If you'd like to have that be an actual item on the work plan, we could. And I know it's come up, but maybe that's it. It's like we'd like to look at the fee chart related to business and then have the finance person come and, you know.
I mean, because I think this is a good bullet point. Continue to work and create a welcoming, diverse business community. And then in our work plan,
you have the sub points.
These action items of what is our business licensing fee, you know, what, when is it renewed, is it prorated, and what are the, you know,
yeah,
look at all of those as like sub bullet points to the major bullet point.
Yeah, I would love that, actually. I'm on board. So we can, if you want to do that at the next meeting.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
At least take one of our, again, I'd like, I think we're more effective when we talk about one topic a little bit longer,
I
too.
Agree. Yeah.
So maybe, you know, there's a work session on tourism in one meeting, and then maybe the next one is like, let's get this work plan.
Okay.
Because councils are not reviewing and approving goals until April, May, anyhow. So we're kind of in our
time.
But yeah, maybe we do a tourism work session next month, and I have the chamber, historical land, and maybe Mount Hood Territories. Maybe then we just start to keep that moving along.
Okay.
And then I like your idea too. It's just like just getting some, because it is, it's like you see that everywhere.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. So and Shannon sent me a cool document about another municipalities, like how to do business in Westland, that I kind of have been putting together a little bit here and there, but I'm actually having it done. And that again, I think is a sort of removing a barrier. It's going to have all the like numbers and all the things, and then it'll be like a PDF that you can download from the website, but it'll also be a foldable brochure that I'll have at every window. And then if they haven't gotten a hold of that prior to getting a business license, I'd like to mail it out right after they get a business license. I also want to do a little welcome, like a little welcome merch.
Yeah,
but
and
that's
I,
separate.
And I think when we were doing the business licensing software stuff, we wanted to be able to do a lot of stuff. The reason we changed companies is so that we could do a lot of stuff. And then I just don't know if it, you know, really ever happened. And since you're all in your CRM, so it would be great, like if you, you know, because I just signed up for my new business license. And I don't remember, is it have somewhere that you mark if you're a woman owned or minority owned?
No, all those, it needs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
so that
it's challenging
kind of stuff.
Finance. And that would be an actionable item.
Yeah.
Too.
Because then if you're flagged with that, then you know what you could do is you could have a thing that automatically in your CRM, when you know it's a woman owned or minority owned, send them the information on the state. Did you know that, you know, you can apply to get state government contracts by being a minority-owned business, and here's the link to sign up to.
Like those kinds
of
things, like, are doable and good,
mm-hmm.
and like those are.
And those can be automated if
yeah.
you have that field checked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have.
Well,
that
ideally, in a dream world, this is what I thought early on, is to get rid of CitizenServe completely, because my CRM is, you could automate renewals very easily. It plugs in with quick, but that's a whole. I was told not to go there, but there is, I'd like,
in general government, I'm interested in how you can use technology. Because come to find out from other training I've had is there's not a lot of, it's an issue in other municipalities too. It's just like there's the capability, and Estella's working on their other programs that are trying to integrate things. And often that there's just so much you can do with workflow and technology, but like that kind of stuff excites me, is automating, you know.
Making that process easier. I mean, that is one way that you reduce barriers, is you make it easier for someone to access the information and the flow of the information. So.
And then they get connected to the chamber right away and all those things. So.
Okay.
I mean, I've gotten like 5 emails saying that, you know, my application's been
gone
through this department and gone to this apartment.
Those need to go away too. Ideally, I think what I'd like is to not. Did you get into CitizenServe last or not at all?
You know what I mean? Nothing has been informative so far. Yeah. A bunch of emails.
But again, if you have a complaint, if you can email it to that license, that email address, because as soon as you let people know, they're like, oh, let's try and solve it. But it's good to have the data. So maybe I could write up something too, or just westlandbusiness@westlandoregon.gov. Please email them.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. But I can get some people to write some emails.
I'll regret saying that.
That could be one of your round table sessions.
It will be next Friday.
We're just going to write some emails. So maybe you could change this third bullet point to just say, support planning efforts for economic development. Because you have like things like 43 would be one of them, but you also have TIF, which is the other side of town, really. And
We would be working, we've already worked on the TIF.
Right. But as far as the waterfront master plan, that's on the other side of town. That's not necessarily 43. You know what I mean?
Well, it's its own point, right?
But the category
is Highway 43.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
So just say support planning projects or something for economic development. And then I would add another bullet point under there, because they're starting to work on the ADU code, which is another thing we should support. Because if you're looking at tourism and developing hotel tax ordinance, ADU is a good way for Airbnbs to be brought into the city when we don't have a hotel.
Okay. I think you guys, do you want to vote on this, or do you, I mean, can I just make the edits and send along? Because
make the edits.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're all maybe. I mean, I almost just sent it off. I thought, oh no, we'll go. I'm glad we went over it.
No, it was good that we went over it.
Yeah. Any other comments or questions about this? Okay. So we have 10 minutes left. We have on here the election of the chair, the vice chair, and then the training update, and then items of interest. Do we have time to do all that?
Shannon's election should be fast.
Yeah.
Anybody? I nominate Shannon.
I can make this real fast.
Are you
good for that?
I can do it. Okay. Yes.
She is a can-do woman.
Yes. It? Yes. Whether I should or not is, you know, a different story. But yes, I'm
okay. Unless anybody else would like to be.
Any other nominations?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's running against you. Either of you. No one's running against you.
This is not high school.
We are not. I'm not making any posters.
No.
Nope. Any of that.
This is no longer a popularity contest.
Congrats, Shannon.
I think Josh and I have stepped back, and we're going to let you do it.
Right.
With gratitude.
I don't mind doing it.
So all in favor of Shannon?
Aye.
I'm not supposed to.
But yeah. You could just okay. Give your
and support. Then vice chair, can we nominate Shannon?
Well, is anyone else interested in the position?
Really?
Okay. I nominate. Well, what about Russell or he?
Well, he should have been here.
He should have been here.
He wanted the position to show that.
I'm sure he would have nominated me.
Yes.
Because that's what Russell does.
I was gonna say. Yes, he does. He's done that in the past. So, well then, we have someone to nominate Shannon as vice chair.
I nominate Shannon as vice chair to continue.
Okay.
With a grateful heart, I nominate you.
All right, give me a second.
All in favor of Shannon Knight as vice chair?
Aye. Love that election.
That is.
All right.
We're good. Okay, training update?
Oh, you'll get an email. I think you already have, but I just wanted to remind you, there's a community advisory group training. I think it's Monday, February 27th at 6.
We do that every year.
If you've done it before, you don't have to do it again.
Fantastic. That's the answer I wanted.
Thank you.
Good luck, Josh. It's so fun. You're gonna love it.
I heard it's a blast. Can't wait.
Yeah, super fun.
It's your ethics.
I shouldn't say that. I should say they probably want you to, but you don't.
I really appreciate it.
It'll be a repeat. Okay.
Well, that was my goal. So
where we need always the historical perspective of someone.
Yeah, and I'd like to confirm that because it's a new city manager and
I don't think we need to confirm it.
The information will be the exact same. It'll be.
You've got more things to do.
It'll be like all the stuff that we already talked about tonight. Like, don't email, reply all, because then it creates a quorum.
Yeah. There's some good reminders in there.
Well, there's a few things I think, because I'm wanting to get some training on how to be more effective with the CAGs, but there's a few things that after reading the code that I might send out just as a reminder on protocol, because we're being videoed and I'm
Totally read that email. And
yes, absolutely. Okay.
Elections coming up, the only other thing is that you just have to make sure you don't say vote for a candidate and then representing EDC.
Oh,
that's the other thing they get.
Yeah.
They spend all this time on is that kind of stuff.
And you just needed to say that, so I could catch it.
Appreciate that.
I will remember that.
Any other items of interest?
Just a small little thing that, I usually have a report from the Clackamas EDC that Laura Edmonds is now, I forget what her new role is, but she has decided to put it on hiatus for 6 months to a year until they figure out the goals and all of that. So I'm not going to miss the 7:30 in the morning meeting, but I enjoyed knowing what was happening at the level of the Clackamas of the county, and so I'm kind of disappointed.
Oh yeah.
I always learned a lot from that. So just letting you know, there is no EDC at the county level for now.
Oh okay. Are you aware of? I was actually going to mention this to you, the Clackamas County Roundtable that takes place. I think it's more for staff. But I was wondering if you might be interested in joining, just because you're interested in then if I can't join, which I often can't, there would be a West Lynn person.
If it's not staff, I mean, we rarely had West Lynn representation at any of these things. So
if I find out, would you be interested in maybe joining in?
I will certainly take a look.
Okay.
If it has to be staff member, of course I can't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's all I have. Does anyone else have any?
I don't know if I told you guys if it happened since the last meeting. Probably not. But I was appointed to STRAC, which is the, I don't even remember that. It's a tolling one. It's a tolling committee.
Oh.
I am there representing minority-owned business and the other business owners in the area. So just if you guys have anything that you specifically, in regards to tolling, my thing is like that the stuff that they're not thinking about, but I know because it's affecting my employees is, you've got hourly and a lot of the restaurants too are low wage hourly workers that have to then pay a toll to get to work every day. And I already know like a lot of the restaurants are having trouble finding staff already. And now they're going to have to ask that the staff pays a toll to come to work every day. I'm just worried of what it's going to do for staffing for the restaurants. Not even, I mean, the business part of it too, like people coming to do business there now to pay a toll, you know, if they're coming from out of the area, and we're talking of tourism. We want people from out of the area to come, but then now we got to make them pay a tax only if you're in these couple cities that you have to pay a tax to, to come do business in or work in. And so I'm trying to hammer that home to them. So I'm trying to work for, you know, waiver for low wage employees and for Westland residents until the rest of the area, at least till the rest of the area is told, because it's unfair burden for us. But if you guys have any other comments or questions you want me to relay to the committee, just email me.
Okay. I know the commissioners at the last meeting I was at before we disbanded, we did talk about the impact it's having, and they are advocating very heavily against the tolling because of the impact, specifically everything along the river. So Westland, I think it's probably the biggest impact, but there's the other communities that are nearby as well, but ones that will either get the brunt of the traffic coming, trying to avoid the toll, or the ones, like you said, employees that are going in and out. I hadn't even thought about tourism, but that's not going to help.
Sure.
If people have to pay a toll to get here.
When there's other options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, like why go to a Westland winery
when you can go,
to McMinnville and that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Great. Well, please keep us updated.
Thank you for
on
doing
that.
Yeah. Good for you. That's
anything awesome. Else, Heather or Josh?
Yeah. Right. Thank you for your time.
Nice to meet you, Josh.
Nice meeting you, Josh.
Hopefully, I'll be there next time in person.
We're glad you joined us. We're still looking for another EDC member. If you guys,
I think we talked about maybe reaching out to a business owner or two. But if you have somebody that you think might be good, please send them my way, or I can send the link
to
apply.
If she has, because there used to be at least one board member from the chamber on this committee.
Oh, interesting.
Russell used to be on the board, so that's actually how Russell.
I know
that would be so helpful.
She's very busy, like extremely busy. But
but if you know someone else that can represent,
There's a minority on a couple minority owned business owners on Highway 43 that I would like to reach out to, too.
It would be nice
I'd
to
like
have
another
diversity on the EDC committee.
Yeah.
I can reach out to Foddy. He owns the Westland Smile Dentistry. He's a pretty well-known community member, and Foddy would probably be interested. I'll see him next week.
Okay,
that would be great.
That would be great. I think it was Backyard Burger too. Was that who you mentioned?
Yeah, because they're always trying to get involved.
Is it a husband and wife team or? Okay.
I always see him posting, but I don't know if there is. I don't know if they're a husband or wife team. I don't.
All right. Did you adjourn the meeting?
I officially adjourn at 7:30.
All right.
Right on the dot.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. Bye.